The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you have solar panels, because if you have them and you're selling excess energy at the moment, you get a €400 tax exemption. But this is set to be removed at the end of the year. Dara Cassidy is Head of Communications at bonkers.ie. Dara, do they not want us selling energy to the grid?
Well, you might think so, given the fact that they look to be reducing the credit. And I would hope that they're not going to proceed with it, because at the moment, everyone who is selling energy back into the grid can earn up to €400 that's free from income tax and USC and PRSI. And I think it's helped improve the popularity of solar panels. I mean, obviously, there's other things that people take into account as well. But it has been good, I think, for people to be able to sell energy back into the system and to be able to receive a little bit of money as a result from doing it tax-free. But it is due to come to an end at the end of December, and the government has given no indication yet that it's going to extend it. But I would hope that they will, and that maybe in the budget they'll give an idea as to what they're going to do. But as of now, that is due to come to an end at the end of the year.
And is it just a case that there was a time limit placed on this initially and that time limit is about to expire, or has this been an active decision by someone in government?
Well, it's kind of the former, but, you know, if it was just a time-limited decision or no one has gotten around to maybe updating the legislation, I think time is getting very, very close. And having said that, I'd say a lot of people in government probably didn't even realise that this was actually occurring. And then maybe as a result of the bit of attention that it's getting on the news and on this show, we might have the government come out in a few days' time or at least before the budget and say that they expect to extend it. And I hope they would. But as of now, it is due to end. And of course, potentially the rate of VAT on gas and electricity bills could go back up as well. So it's currently at 9%. It was reduced a few years ago to help us cope with high energy prices, which was good. But again, the government hasn't given a firm commitment as to whether that's going to be extended. So we could have that going up and you know, people being taxed for selling money into the grid at a time when energy prices are beginning to creep back up, which I think, you know, isn't great.
I'm not sure are we at it yet, but there had been concerns previously around electric vehicles, you know, of a tipping point whereby the government would have to start clawing back tax it was losing on fossil fuel consuming cars. What do they call them? ICE cars, internal combustion engines. And that was their rationale for kind of reducing some of the tax breaks and the grants on EVs. Now, as soon as they did that, the sales of EVs dropped.
So you know
what I mean? Their policy on the one hand was, let's increase these sales, but let's claw back some of the money.
Yes, and you'd be afraid that maybe something similar is going to happen. Now, I think EV sales have begun to creep back up, but they're not at the level they were at, I don't think, before the grant was cut. But you mentioned there about grants, because there's two things. The grant on solar panels has already been cut, so the maximum grant is now €1,800 a year, and that is due to reduce anyway to zero actually by around 2029. So that is one thing that the government is doing. But now on top of that, they are potentially not allowing people to earn any money tax-free. So we kind of feel as if it's a bit of a double whammy. But I do get the point that yes, there does come a time when maybe the government has to say, we can't keep giving people grants, but I don't think we have reached that stage yet. And the other problem I have, Kieran, is we have the carbon tax, okay? And the carbon tax is due to increase again in the budget. It's at €63.50 per tonne of CO2, and it's due to go up to €100 in increments over the next few years. That is pretty much baked into legislation. It's adding around 16 to 17 cents to every litre of petrol and diesel. It adds around €140 to every annual gas bill, okay? And as I said, it's going to go up. But that was kind of the stick and one of the carrots of the carbon tax, as it were, was, well, look, you know, there's going to be money for renovations. You're going to be money for, investing in solar panels, and you can get money tax-free. We could see a situation where the carbon tax is going up in the budgets, and yet the government is then actually, you know, reducing the amount that people can take can earn, you know, so reducing that tax credit. So we kind of have the worst of both worlds.
But this is one of the flaws in carbon tax as well, isn't it? It's partially ring-fenced to pay for some of those things, but only partially. Some of it actually goes into central exchequer funding. And if the government policy is to reduce the amount of carbon we're consuming, at the same time they're introducing a tax that central exchequer funding becomes reliant on, eventually there'll come a tipping point on that as well. And they'll say, oh, we've got to make up that money somewhere else now.
Yeah, I mean, the carbon tax now brings in around €1 billion a year. So it is not an insignificant amount of money. I think around, just looking at the last report that they had on it from the Department of Finance, from what I could gather, still a few hundred million, maybe €200 million, wasn't ring-fenced and went into general government expenditure, as you've said. The rest is technically ring-fenced for certain renovation projects and to help us move towards net zero. But the move towards net zero and, you know, the move towards electric vehicles, the move to try and, you know, to try and wean ourselves off fossil fuels, it's not going to be easy and it's not going to be cheap. And I think the government should not be making it more difficult. I think potentially, you know, reducing this credit now is just not a good look for the government.
Yeah. And John the Napper makes a similar point. Taxing people on the energy sent back to the grid probably won't cost them much, but it will leave a bad taste in their mouth while they're trying to do the right thing for the climate. And Tommy in Killarney says removing solar benefits is totally anti-environment and typical Ireland. Lead people into solar and then punish them. And in the Netherlands, says somebody, as they stop making payments to clients for sending electricity to the grid because there's too much, they actually charge the people for doing it. That's what's going to happen here, is a prognosis from one listener anyway. Dara, thank you for that. Dara Cassidy is Head of Communications at bonkers.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.